谢谢临终长老夫妇在这里给我们一个美好的敬拜的时间。
Thank you, Elder Lin and his wife, for really leading us this wonderful worship.
我在唱诗的时候，我就受到很大的感动。
When I was singing the hymn, I was deeply touched.
那今天跟我跟大家分享的题目是很有关联的。
I felt it was very related to the topic I'm going to share with you today.
我们每一个人都在成长当中。
Everybody is in the process of growth.
这成长要有神特别的恩典。
The growth is really depends upon the grace of God.
也要看我们的回应。
It also depends upon how you respond to God.
我们都有一个增长。
We all have encountered struggle.
我们的生命什么时候才会长大成熟？
We often ask how long it takes for us to get mature.
最近有一个年轻人刚刚信了耶稣没多久，那他来我们家里说要跟我们分享他最近的一个经历。
Recently, a young new believer came to my house and who wanted to share with me his faith experience.
那么他最近跟几个朋友，教会的朋友，一起踏上一个所谓66号的路途的旅程。
With a few brothers and sisters from the same church, they are going about to start Journey called the 66.
这个大家了解这个六十六号是这个公路的这个旅程，在
美国。Oh, sorry, it's the route 60, the highway 66. Yeah, route journey. Yeah.
那么他们四个人出发，中间有一个人呢，还不是一个基督徒。
They all together four people, three believers, one non-believer.
那么这些人他们旅行的时候开始都很高兴。
They start the journey with full of joy.
哎，到了一个点的时候，他们就开始想下面怎么走。
When they reached a specific destination, they were wondering about what's next.
结果大家就发表意见。
Then people have different opinions on it.
那过了一阵子，每个人都很坚持自己的意见。
Almost everybody quite insisted on his or her own opinion.
哎，那个讲话的声音好像强度越来越高了。
And then even their voice get intensified as they discuss.
哎呀，就吵起来了。
And then eventually it turned into a quarrel.
哎，没有结论。这个吵架的结果一定是没有结论。
The quarrel does not lead to any conclusion.
结果他们就休息了，晚上休息，第二天再说吧。
Then they decided to just go to the bed and sleep, and then decide we'll discuss it again in the morning.
这个年轻人跟我讲啊，他回去了以后啊，心里非常不平安。
Then this young brother shared with me that night when he went back, really this strong uneasiness in his heart.
然后他受到责备，说我们这个基督徒怎么在这种关键点上面，在别人面前一点见证都没有。
And he kind of really felt like self. He should be rebuked because as a Christian he did not live out testimony.
他就跟上帝祷告，后悔了。
And he prayed to God and repent.
第二天早上他们再见面的时候
，and the next day, as they meet again,
哎。每个人都变成非常的祥和。
Everybody has become again very peaceful.
他觉得很奇怪，哇，这个祷告很有功效。
Then he said to himself, "Wow, the prayer worked."
后来，他回去跟其他的两位基督徒再来分享。
Then he shared with other two believers.
原来他们通通有一样受到了责备。
Because the other two were really feel they received God's teaching.
隔天的时候，他们早晨起来就好像有一个共同的看法，大家都很祥和的就解决了这问题。
So the next morning, really, they feel they have no difficulty to reach agreement.
你知道，我们基督徒常常生活在这样的一个挣扎当中。
You know, we Christians oftentimes live in such kind of struggles.
特别是信耶稣没多久的弟兄姐妹啊，好像这个好像自己的语言不能控制啊，自己的脾气不能控制啊，到了一个点就容易爆炸呀。哎呀，耶稣在我的生命里面一点表现都没有。
So for particularly young brothers and sisters, those new believers, they find that in their life, they oftentimes have a hard time to control what they say and even control their temper. They feel like explosive. They can easily get angry.
有的时候在教会里面几十年的人也会有这种状况。
Even for some brothers and sisters who come to church for many decades, they still encounter such struggle.
其实啊，在中间，让我们今天我跟大家分享的，其实这些都是一个成长的过程。
All of the examples I have shared with you, a test to a process of growth.
因为我刚信耶稣，我总觉得一下子一出口就是三字经，这怎么回事？信了耶稣的人怎么出口还是三字经呢？
When I just became Christian, I realized that I still kind of oftentimes do the three-word cursing.
我很爱主啊，我跟一个牧师一起出去探监呢、啊，探监牢的人呢、啊，希望人家信耶稣啊。
I really feel I very much love God, and I go with a pastor to do visitation to the prisoner.
我跟他说了五句话，三句话都是三字经。
And then five sentences I said, three sentences with the cursing word.
结果这个牧师就回头看了我一下。
Then when I was saying those dirty words, then the pastor turned his head to me.
你刚才说什么呀?
What just did you say?
哇，从那次以后我就被更正过来了。
From that on, I was corrected.
所以有很多的环境让我们受到一点刺激，一点那个改造。刚才说改造我的心，因为唱这诗歌很感动我的心啊。
So sometimes we have to learn how to be reformed in the circumstances, just like what was said in that hymn.
圣经上说的话从来都是真实的。
Whatever was said in the scripture is true.
我们刚才读过这段话没有读过，我们一起来读一下好不好？来，请。天上的父是那个窑匠，是一个塑造我们的一个匠人，我们是他的工作。
So here it says that the Heavenly Father is the potter, we are the clay.
所以上帝是在塑造我们。
So God is really making us to.
那么下面有一段话，我跟大家曾经。分享过，但是不知道你记不记得。
The other Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians. I believe I shared before with you. I hope you still remember.
我们一起来读一下，这是非常宝贵的一句话。来，我们一起读，请。你看在这里新约旧约说天父是我们的窑匠，是我们是他手中的工作，新约说我们是他的工作，肯定了这一点。但是后面有一个重点，就是在什么地方造成，是在耶稣基督里造成的。
Well, in the two Bible verses it always talks about God is the potter, we are the clay, and we are toBe made his work, and also particularly in the New Testament, it talks about we are God's workmanship, and where we were made in Jesus Christ.
所以第一点我跟大家分享的是主耶稣对你匠心独具。
The first point I'm going to make is that Jesus Christ actually is the extracreateworkmanship with originality to you.
如果我们看圣经里面所有伟大的人物，
If we look at the great features in the Bible,
他会用一生的，用这个领袖一生的时间 来使他持续迈向成熟。
For those spiritual leaders in the scriptures, you will notice that actually they have spent their lifetime to become matured.
我们是他手中的工作。
We are God's workmanship.
我们一起读说一下，我们是他手中的工作。请你记得，这个工作是一个非常奇妙的工作。
So this is an amazing work done by God for God.
这个工作原来的意思有好几层的意思。
There are a few meanings actually, few aspects of this word.
第一层是神呕心的杰作。
Because this is a masterpiece from God.
上帝呕心的杰作。
It's a masterpiece that made with God'sexquisite workmanship.
像一首美丽的诗。
Just like a beautiful, wonderful poem.
哇，你想想看，那个诗，美丽的诗，我们能成为上帝美丽的诗吗？
Can we become a wonderful poem of God?
人家看到你就好像读了一首诗，你觉得美妙吗？
When people look at you, it's like they are reading a poetry.
当我们跟人家吵架争论脸红脖子粗发脾气的时候，这像诗吗？
Well, when we are really arguing with others, we are really quarreling, what do we look like?
说的更具一点，就是他精心制作的一个艺术品。
In a sense, it is a really a masterpiece made with this exquisite workmanship.
哇，在这个世界上，很多人都想办法用哲学、教育、理论各种东西来使自己的成为一个更好的人。
Well, in today's world, everybody is trying to make him or herself to be a better man through philosophy, education, even religion.
这个杰作，这个美丽的诗，这个美丽的制作的艺术品，是在耶稣基督里。造成的。
But God told us that this masterpiece was made in Jesus Christ.
没有耶稣基督，这些事情跟我们没有什么希望，没有什么关系。
Without Jesus Christ, there will be nothing called a masterpiece.
有了耶稣，就我们的心就可以被改造。
When we have Jesus in our life, we can be reformed.
你说我不是领袖，没关系。
You may say, I'm not a leader.
你别把自己看得太扁了。
But you don't look down upon yourself.
也许我们在这个生命的过程当中，某一个点还没有成为领袖。
While in certain time point of your life, yes, you're not yet a church leader.
上帝对你这个人有一个特别的计划，那个计划到了时间成熟的时候，你就成为一首美丽的诗。
But do you know then God has a plan for you? At a certain point, that plan will be revealed to you that you will be a masterpiece in God's work.
但是在这个塑造的过程当中有一些阻力。
Then in the whole process of cultivation, sometimes there are obstruction and resistance.
我们要了解这些阻力，生命内在的阻力，我们需要进去看一看，有哪一些阻力影响我们，使我们不能成为这首诗。
So we need to understand and come to discern the resistance obstruction of our eternal life.
当一个匠工在塑造一个美丽的瓷器的时候
When a potter is trying to make a china,
他那个手在摸那个泥。
He's touching the clay.
泥正在转。
And it's put on the spinning machine.
突然摸到一块硬东西。
And then he touched our small hard piece in there.
边边都很美，做得很纯净。那么为什么凸出来这一块东西，就使这整个的器皿就好像变了质了。
So the quality of the product will be affected with that small hard piece in there.
在教会里面呢，有这个两群人，好像。
In church, we typically see two kinds of people.
他没有办法在教会里即使服侍，他的成长都会受到影响。
For those who have never served in church, then his growth is affected.
如果你看到这个括号里面的这些内容
，If you see things in the parentheses,
哇，像我们这种讲道的人，包括我们这些讲道的人
，For people like myself, are preaching,
那一些收奉献的人
，Or the people who are really collecting offerings,
和奉献的人。
Or the people making offerings,
甚至有些人被圣灵充满的人
or people feel that they are filled with Holy Spirit,
借着祷告或者参加圣餐的人
or those often pray and partake the God's Holy Communion,
有一个错误的观念在这里
there are some misconceptions here.
有人以为只要重生了被圣灵充满了就自然能解决难题了。
Some people are saying if we were saved as a reborn Christian, then everything is resolved.
但是救恩有的时候并不能立刻医治一些情感的创伤。
But the salvation would not necessarily every time heal some emotional scar.
那第一群人就是对神的能力丧失信心，因而软弱无法自拔。
The people in the first group look like they lack confidence or faith on God's power, and so they stay in weakness and even trapped in there, cannot get out.
第二群人
，people in the second group，
就是趋向于伪装的。
They tend to hide themselves.
这个是我根据这个一些神学家的研究的结果。
I'm making this summary according to some theologians' studies.
如果你看了这个，你不要说，哎呀，牧师针对我讲话了。
If you feel you are a target of my talk, that's not my purpose.
如果你有这些困难，你要求神。让你看清楚自己的困难。
If you indeed feel you are facing one of this difficulty, you need to ask help from God.
趋向于伪装是怎么样的情况呢？
Pretend to be something. What does that mean?
这些人压抑他们内在的一个感受。
For these people, they tend to oppress their internal feeling.
他们拒绝承认一些很严重的事态。
They refuse to recognize the seriousness of the matter.
这是伪装。
So this is a really pretending, or it's.
前面一种人是没有信心，丧失信心。
So the first was about lacking faith, lacking confidence, and the second is hiding up or pretend to be.
这是一个外在的表现。
So this is all external present.
这些外在的表现显示他内在生命的阻力。
So the outside appearance really speak to the inside obstruction or resistance.
你看这边有一棵大树的树干。
If you look at this is like a chopped trunk of a tree.
一棵你如果到Yosemite 去有很多大的红木啊你把它切开。
If you get a chance to visit Yosemite and then you look those red wood,And when it's chopped down, you look at.
你一切开的时候，你看见这个里面有很多不同的景况。
When you look at it, you notice there are different pieces of this picture.
哇，有一些年轮呢，哎，很厚。
There are annual rain. They're very big, very wide.
那有一些年轮很细。
There are certain annual rain are very thin.
在某一个年代里面呢，它有一些伤痕。
In certain year, you can tell probably, the tree encounters hardship.
那我们就会看到一棵树，它过去的生命的年轮显示它的经历是怎么一回事。
So the annual rains really tell the life story of this tree.
哇，我们知道有一年他遇到大风雪了，他的生长受到影响。
So we can probably tell that one year maybe he's encountering a huge snowstorm. then the growth rate was affected.
有的时候生长得很好，环境很好，它长得很顺利。
In other given years, the growth was great because there's no much hardship.
有的时候森林大火烧了一下，某一部分受伤了。
Or it just happened to be in that given time, year,there's a forest fire, and then the tree was even severely damaged.
所以你可以看到生命的年轮勾勒出了岁月的痕迹。
So the annual rain of a life depicts the trail of time.
外面看它好好的一棵大树啊，树皮包得好好的，长得很好啊，谁也不晓得它里面发生了什么事啊。
If you only look at outside of a tree, you will tell nothing wrong with it, but you don't know what's inside.
人家怎么看我呢？
How people will look at you.
我这人看起来衣冠表表，衣冠这个整工整。
People would say, wow, you're dressed up, you're pretty good.
说话也很幽默。
And you're speaking in a very humorous way.
但是在我里面，是不是也像这棵树一样，好多岁月的痕迹？
But to look my inside, it's myself really like that tree with that many complicated annual rains.
这些岁月的痕迹是我们生命成长的阻力。
This trails sometimes signify the obstruction resistance in your life.
特别是感情的部分受伤的。
Particularly sometimes for emotional experience.
如果看右边这张图，右边这张图，你看到这是一个冰山。
If you look at the right side of the picture, it's an iceberg.
上面露出来的，你能看到的只是整个冰山的十分之一。
You only look at the tip of the iceberg, maybe only 10% of it.
但是90%的东西看不到的都沉在海面以下。
But 90% of the stuff are hiding underneath the sea level.
那有的时候我们的所谓有的时候听过一个 term 叫 family tree 嘛，家族树的问题。
We have heard about the term family tree.
很多人家族里面、工作环境里面、处事碰到的人际关系里面，都受到了许多的影响。
So it speaks to different kind of influence in the life process.
哎呀，我们把它盖得好好的，我们看不到。
But we really wrap them up, so they're hidden and nobody can see.
人家看不到。
Other people cannot see it.
我不希望人家看到。
I don't want other people to see it.
我自己也把眼睛闭起来，我装着看不到。
And I close my eyes, I pretend to not see it too.
但是到了一个特定的时候，就爆发出来了。
But when it comes to a certain point, it becomes the reason of the explosion.
我跟大家分享过说，要常常求神来省察我。
So I talked about this topic before. It's how depend on God you can come to self-reflection and self-repentance.
求神监察我。
May God really discerning what I'm doing.
因为生命的年轮在记录了思想和情感的伤痕。
Because the annual rains of your life record what has happened both cognitively and emotionally.
直接又深远地影响我们的思想。
And deeply affect our thoughts.
我们的感觉。
Our feeling.
更重要的是我们的人际关系。
And our interrelationship.
你的人际关系好不好呢？
Do you feel you have a good interrelationship?
你会不会觉得跟人相处有很大的困难呢？
Do you feel you have a difficulty to get along with people?
说不定有一部分是因为从我们内在的伤痕发展出来的。
Very likely it has something to do with your internal scar.
这些都影响我们面对生命，面对神。
This will affect how we face the life and face God.
面对别人和自己的一些态度。
When we face others and even facing ourselves, what kind of attitude we have.
我们需要察看表层底下的问题。
We need be able to discern the things underneath.
我们不是单纯的以为有一些事情就这么浮浅的就带过了。
We don't not just see those superficial things and just want to get it over quickly.
这对我们的生命很重要，弟兄姐妹。
This is a very important matter to our life.
很多时候我们里面有很多的伤痕需要医治。
Because for many internal scars, it need to be healed.
那个医治重要的一部分，我们需要的回应就是宽恕。
Well, sometimes the really needed response is to forgive.
我们今天举行圣餐，每一次举行圣餐是一个实施宽恕的时刻。
Today we're going to have Holy Communion. Remember, every time when we partake Holy Communion, it's a moment to forgive.
我们的身心灵有一些伤害，需要上帝的医治。
In our body, soul, and the spirit, we have this scar that we only can depend on God to heal.
我们这样才能重新的学习，重新的被建立。
So then we can learn how to be rebuilt by God.
因为时间的关系，我就不花太多的时间来分享这一点。
We're running out of time, so I'm not going to go further deeper and wider on this. On
我
this
我下面要分享一个这个大家都有兴趣的事。
I think I'm going to focus on the next point. It's going to be more interesting to you.
这个富勒神学院有一位教授在几年前花了好几年的时间研究一个神如何塑造领袖，教会的领袖。
A scholar professor from Fuller Seminary, based on his study, has summarized this stage framework for cultivating our church leader.
那么他把一个人的这个被塑造分成六个阶段。
He suggests that the cultivation of a spiritual leader by God actually are presented in six stages.
我相信很多人都有兴趣说你想知道我是在哪一个 stage。
I hope many of you will be interested in finding out where I am I, which stage am I.
那么前面的三个阶段呢是比较基础面。
The first three stages are pretty basic.
我们一起来读这个三个阶段，来请第一阶段，来请大家一起来读，来请
神
第二阶段，第三个阶段。
First stage, build the foundation and God's sovereignty. Second stage, internal life growth. Third, the offering or serving towards maturity.
那么这三个这三个阶段其实是我们生命成长的基础。基础。
So these three stages speak to the basics of our spiritual growth.
根据他的研究的结论呢，有很多人在这个阶段里面，主要的重点放错了。
According to his study, when people are in this three stage, they oftentimes lay their life's emphasis in wrong place.
根据他的研究，在这三个阶段里面的人，你要让他真实的结出那些美好的果子是比较不容易的。
For people who are in this stage, it's hard for them to show the spiritual fruits.
那么我下面再看下面的第三三个阶段。
Now let's look at other three later stages.
第四个阶段，我们一起来读第四阶段。生命迈向成熟期，第五阶段融会贯通期，第六阶段余晖期或内敛升华期。
The stage four is about your spiritual life. It's going towards maturity. And the number five stage is about how you're offering, your serving, and your life become integrated. And the last stage, number six, is about this afterglow period where.You really have this internal introvert escalation in your spiritual growth.
像我们这种年纪，已经进入 老年的人都在想，我是不是已经进入第五阶段或者第六阶段。
For people at my age, we tend to think, oh, are we already in stage 5 or 6?
很多时候可能我们想一想，我还没有。
But oftentimes, I ask myself, I may not be yet.
但是这是我们的目标。
But this is our target.
那么大部分人也许都落在第三个阶段之前。
I believe most of the people maybe are still in the first three stages.
那我们今天跟大家分享的主要就是说，那前面三个阶段里面的生命成长的重点，上帝操练我们的重点在哪里。
So then I want to spend some time on talking about really the most important things in those three stages.
你如果看这个亚伯拉罕的一生，
If you look at Abraham's life story,
我以后如果有机会，我可能花两三次的时间跟大家分享圣经里面几个伟大的人物。这些人物今天不讲细部的，你可以看见这些伟大人物其实跟我们某些点差不多。
Well, in the future, if possible, I would like to, in my future sermon, to talk about a few great figures in the scripture like Abraham. Interestingly, they show something,some life characters very much like ourselves.
他们的软弱有的时候我们都不会这么软弱的。
Sometimes they were so weak, you even think, I'm not going to as weak as you.
亚伯拉罕出卖他妻子出卖了两次。
Well, Abraham betrayed his wife twice.
我相信我们中间很多人都不会这么做。
I think many brothers and sisters who are sitting here, you won't do it.
但是他们对上帝的回应不一样。
But then the response they have to God might be different.
你可以看到亚伯拉罕这一生里面有好多的阶梯要爬。
So you can see if you picture Abraham's life, you see it's like there are several ladders Abraham has climbed.
一直从他75岁出迦南，受到上帝的呼召出迦南，哈兰为开始。一直攀升这个灵性的阶层。
He was called by God to get to leave Haran when he was 75, and then he go all the way in his spiritual journey.
一直到他115岁才走到他灵性登峰造极的一个境界。
He reached really the peak.Or the climax of his spiritual status when he even became 115 years old.
哇，这个上帝操练他是相当精彩的。我们也许下一次我跟大家来分享他的这个一生。
So, this is a wonderful story about the exercise or the whole process God is making him a masterpiece.
我们所关心的就是神使用怎么样的人。
So we should be concerned about an important question: Who are people used by God?
我今天跟大家分享两个重点，非常重要的两个重点。
There are two important points to make today.
第一个就是品格。
The first is the character.
什么叫品格呢
？What is character?
有人说，一个品格就是一个人在暗处做的事。
Character speaks to a people.What they do quietly.
我们中国人说慎独，慎谨慎的独自一个人在的时候，你慎独吧，你就是要、
yeah.
要小心一个人做的事情。
So in Chinese, we used to say you have to read carefully on those delicate things.
在没有人看见在背后的时候，你做的哪些事情表现你的品格？
Sometimes you do things not in public place speak to your character.
我在这里，刚才我们读了这段圣经。
While ago we read this Bible verse from Proverbs.
圣经里面说到，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
It says guard your heart. It more important than everything you want to guard.
因为心是 人格的活动的中心。
Heart is really the core of every action.
我如果有，你如果有这个高贵的人格，就是从心发出来的。
If you have a good character, that really is sourced from your heart.
刚才我讲的这 Clinton 教授，他发觉品格里面有三个重点，上帝操练很重要的三个重点。
I just mentioned the work from Professor Robert Clinton. There are three important points in the stage.
第一个就是诚信。
The first is the integrity, honesty.
第二个呢，是在教会来讲就是顺服。
The second,
顺服，
in church context, it's obedience.
我们今天的问题是我们都不肯顺服。
Today, our problem is we don't want to obey.
人的话不顺服。
We don't obey to what people say.
上帝的话也不顺服。
But we even do not obey what God said.
如果上帝要我们做一件事情，这个功课是很重要的。
If God wants us to do something, this is such important work.
另外第三个就是话语，这话语是表示，就是说你在这里，我们教会有很多弟兄姐妹能够教导啊神的话语。
The other one will be like words. Yeah.For some brothers and sisters in the church, they're willing to teach God's word.
对真理的认识。
Their knowledge of the truth.
还有我们讲话也要小心。
Or we have to be careful what we say.
我最近听到一个传道人讲说我们要讲要讲一些合适的话。
Recently, I was listening to our pastor's sermon. He reminded us we have to say words appropriately.
第一个条件就是要讲真理的话。
The first is you have to speak for truth, true truth.
第二个要讲善良的话 ,kind.
The second, you have to speak words, kind words.
你讲话，有时候我们讲话批评人家，没有一颗那个仁慈的心呢，这个就会伤人。
Oftentimes we are being critical, criticize other people without a kind heart.
还有一种话就是必须讲的话。
Then the third kind of words we have to say is something we have to say.
有讲了好多没有必要讲的话就伤人了，或者伤自己也不一定。
If you say certain things which are unnecessary, it may become very hurting to others.
这三种里面，就是在我们第一期到第三期里面训练里面最重要的一点就是诚信。
So for the first three stage training, the most important is to build integrity.
诚信就是表里一致。
Meaning you do things that is inconsistent with what you think inside.
我在圣经里面非常受重视。
This is the most valued in biblical teaching.
如果一个人是一口二舌。
If one person has one mouth, two tongues.
哇，在教会里会影响很多的人受伤。
Then many people might be hurt by him or her in church.
诚信是非常重要的品格。
Integrity is significant.
我们一起来读一下诚信。
Integrity.
这个声音没有表达我们的这个需要。诚信。
Integrity.
表里一致。
Consistency.
我相信很多人都愿意说我是一个有诚信的人。
I hope everyone is willing to say I'm a man with integrity.
但是有的时候好像就没有真的做到诚信。
But oftentimes we could not do it.
第二个受到神很重视的这个就是忠心。
The other one is really loyal to something or have your true heart.
刚很多人信了耶稣，有一些人呢，刚信耶稣，上帝就呼召他，他就开始在教会里服事，甘心乐意的服事。
For some brothers and sisters who have been just saved and then they are willing to serve in church.
但是有时候服事，好像。方便的时候来一下吧。
But for involving ministry, it's often come depend upon the convenience.
我们刚才也读了这一节圣经，人在最小的事上忠心，在最大事上也会忠心。
From the Luke, chapter 16, it talks about for those who are trusted for the very little, then can be trusted for the much.
一个人在生命发展的过程有四个发展期。
A person who grow to be a mature man typically go through four periods.
刚开始服侍，我们算入门。
For the people who just started the ministry, is really the basic.
然后我们就开始受训，是技巧方面的。
So it's entry level, then to the training to get skills.
第三个就是人际关系的发展。
And then third is to know how to improve relationship.
啊，我们人际关系有时候不太容易。
Sometimes getting a good interpersonal relationship is not easy.
第四个就是要有分辨属灵的分辨原则。
The fourth stage is really you have a spiritual discerning ability.
但是最重要，在这个四个阶段里面，最重要的一件事就是你由小到大。
So the most important one in this fourth stage is just like is said in Bible's words.
如果一个人
you can be trust for doing small.
一个人在小的事情上不忠心，在大事上很难期望他忠心。
If you are not, you cannot be trusted for doing the little, then you cannot be trusted for doing the big.
有的人以为也觉得我是一个很能干的人呢，你们怎么让我做这些小事情呢
？If someone come to tell you, say I'm very capable, I'm good for doing big things. Why you assign me to do those little, tiny, small things?
但是最重要的。在圣经里面这个原则就是从小看大，你从小的事情上忠心看到你，所以教会的领袖都知道这一点，都有这个经验，在小事上不能忠心的人，大事上不敢交给他做。
Well actually there's a very important biblical principle here. It means people can only tell your real heart through your doing small things rather than through your doing big things.
所以从这个里面呢，你可以看到这个趋势是你从接受一直到付出。
So the trends I want you to see here within the fourth stage is you are a receiver first, and then to gradually become you are a giver.
能够给出的人比较成熟。
A person who can give is a mature person.
所以是从开始都是哎呀你给我。我怎么样我怎么样到最后你就付出。
So in the beginning, you're always thinking about receiving, then to the point after you're matured to give.
那你就说明你的成熟的趋势。
Then it speaks to the status of your maturity.
以前呢这个有一联合国有一个这个对不起。
In the past, there is a general secretary of UN.
他叫哈马萨说。
哈马萨。
就是那个联合国的秘书长。
叫 Dag Hammarskjöld。
他说一个人呢，最漫长的旅程就是一个内在的旅程。
He once said the longest journey.
Is the inner journey.
I can't see the.
Okay.
The
在这里。
The longest journey of a person's life actually is your internal journey.
在大多数人都感到比较容易控制的物体，我们操控物体，控制局面，还有做事情。我相信我们都有这个趋势。
So we often probably are the testimony of this trend as we are doing things in our life.
但是呢，很少人愿意踏上这个内在的旅程。
Very, very few people who are waiting to launch this internal journey.
上面有一句话大家都很熟的。
There's a really Bible words people probably are familiar with.
我们一起读一下好吗？这很熟的，来，请。哇，这个。
This is from Songs of a Song。
对，在雅歌里面，大家说哇，这是爱情的歌曲。
So from Songs of a Song, we thought this is a love song。
其实在这里也说明一个很重要的真理。
But actually, it speaks to a very important truth。
这些花为什么会香呢
？Why the flowers, you know, smell, incense？
它都要经过北风，经过南风。
Because they depend upon the wind blow。What now, northward or southward?
北风是比较冷的。
When the northward, wind coming, it bring in the coldness.
也是比较严峻的环境。
It bring in severe circumstances.
南风是温和的。
The wind going, southward is a really gentle soft.
比较好的环境。
It bring in a very nice environment.
在我们的生命里面也是有北风。有南风。
In our life, we really encounter both north wind and south wind.
经过这样北风的操练，经过南风的温暖医治，我们就发出香味来。
But when we are able to deal with the hardship through the north wind, northward wind, and also be comforted by southward wind, then we grow a matured spiritual life.
我们从生活的经历、家庭的生活、失败的经历、危机、个人的困境，以及困境后的成就中，培养出属灵的领袖。
So we really cultivate, spiritual leaders through their personal life experience, their family, and particularly even for those who even failed in their lives.
但是一个人真正的失败的人，就一定能保证他是一个成功的领袖吗
？Well, I have to ask you, for a person who have failure, does that mean he or she will necessarily be a spiritual leader?
不一定的。
That's not necessary.
不是说我这个人失败很多经验，我就会成功。
Doesn't mean that I have many times I fail, then I have this experience to be, successful.
关键就在于我对环境处境的反应还有反省。
The key here is how you respond to the circumstances.
所以神使用困难的处境来磨练出优秀的内在品质。
God is using this difficulty circumstances to train and cultivate a good leader.
往前面走一下这个。是不是是
倒着走了，往前。
嗯，我看一下，对不起。哦，这边这一段，我把第三阶段跟第四阶段稍微做一点说明。
Oh, I'm going to explain a little bit on stage three and stage four.
在这边第三阶段后面有一点说明。
My explanation to the third stage.
我们一起来读一下这一段后面说明，好不好？神借由
失落找出了人的恩赐和奇妙，使不是那个有效运用，也借着各种关系让人对基督的身体、教会和人生的了解。
所以你前面我刚刚讲到的那个两个基本的训练，一个是什么？一个是诚信，还记得吗？大家说一下诚信。
So earlier I talked about the training. The first, important factor is integrity.
第二个是忠心。
The second is a hard to serve.
这两个训练完成了。这个有时候训练一个人要训练这两点，训练很长的时间。
Sometimes it takes pretty long to complete those two stages.
有很有技能的很多。
Because it requires some skills.
啊，我很棒，我很能，就像摩西一样，在皇宫里学了好多技能。上帝说你不能用。
It's like Moses when he was living in the he was living in the Egypt. He learned a lot of skills. I'm not going to use that.
操练他这部分不好的品格。
But God is really focused on changing his character.
让他跑到沙漠里面去搞40年。
Then he went to the wonder for 40 years.
才把他的品格这部分品格改过来才能用他。
Then he's rebuilt and changed.
那么有了这些品格才讲技术。
Then with the good character, we can come to talk about skills.
从第三阶段到第四阶段是一个跳跃。
From stage 3 to 4 is a leap.
第四阶段是一个生命迈向成熟期。
The stage four is a really a spiritual life going to the mature.
我们一起读一下，随着品格迈向圆融的生命，生物成熟，他能够深入的体认并掌握先有怎样的生命所事，才会有所怎样的侍奉所做的原则，认识与神相交成为侍奉的必备条件，比顺利成功更重要。弟兄，这是非常好的翻译，谢谢。所以在这里重点，很多在教会人弄不清楚什么叫做所事，什么叫做所做。
For people who serve in the church, sometimes they confused about being and doing.
一个人的生命不好，做什么事情，上帝不一定看重，也做不好。
So a person is not a person being having or being or having a good character, he cannot do things good.
要在这一点里面，一定要认识，要学习操练，有一段长的时间要操练这个这一部分。
This takes even longer time to train.
今天时间的关系，我就跟大家报告到这里。
Because we are running time, so I'm going to stop here for today's sermon.
那么我们可能会关心，哦，你在哪一个阶段？对不起。
So I'm asking you this question at the last. Where are you in the six stages?
你的诚信如何
？How is about your integrity?
你在教会的忠心是如何
？Do you have a heart, full heart to serve?
你觉得你的才气很大，可是在教会里没有被好好的使用吗
？Do you think you're very capable, but you're not given chance to serve in the church?
你的生命的品质和你所做的事情相称吗？
Is your life character in good alignment with what you're doing?
希望主借着今天的一点点的时间能够提醒我们。
May God speak to you as we worship Him.
在我们下面就开始圣餐的时间。
Now let's conduct our Holy Communion.
那在圣餐的时候，弟兄姐妹也借着这个机会来做一点点的反省。
We may come before Lord and reflect and repent.